Here's retirement phase expert Phil Cannella with today's report.
The House of Representatives just passed the SECURE Act, which stands for setting every community up for retirement enhancement. It could mean big changes to the way you plan and save for retirement, especially when it comes to IRAs and 401ks. Individual retirement accounts, or IRAs, are a way to defer taxes to save for the future. However, tax deferred means you have not yet paid taxes on this retirement money. At 70 and a half, IRS mandates that you take a required minimum distribution. And at the time of that distribution, the IRA owner will pay taxes at the current income tax bracket until the account is fully withdrawn. For anyone who's concerned about required minimum distributions, the SECURE Act contains a provision that raises the age for required minimum distributions from 70 and a half to 72. This means that you can put off taking your required minimum distributions while you're still making contributions to your IRA until your 72nd birthday. While this aspect of the SECURE Act content looks good for retirees, there's always a catch or a flip side. Any inherited IRA would have to be completely withdrawn within a 10-year period. Currently, inherited IRAs can be stretched over your heir's life expectancy opposed to yours. Adding this accelerated required minimum distribution schedule to your heir's income may push them into a higher tax bracket, creating a burden instead of an asset you intended for your beneficiaries. What is so suspicious about this proposal is employees would be allowed to offer certain types of annuities in their 401k plans. At this point, there has been no specifics given on what exact types of annuities, other than they would be used to provide a steady stream of income throughout retirement. I suspect and believe this proposal could lead to a money grab by the federal government, where they take over your retirement accounts, replace them with a guaranteed income stream, and call it an annuity. The SECURE Act has strong support from both parties, so it's only a matter of time before some version of it becomes law, and we find out if it really will be setting every community up for a retirement enhancement or setting the federal government up for a retirement enhancement. Now would be a good time to speak to a retirement phase expert who can successfully guide your retirement nest egg through these expected legislative changes and protect it from such a power grab.
To hear more stories that will impact your financial future, join Phil Cannella and Joanne Small this Saturday at 11 a.m. on the Crash Proof Retirement Show, only on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.